so good anywhere you are. Tonight looks good on you.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Race for the White House, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris is making remarks from the White House today. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
In her first public event since announcing she's seeking the Democratic nomination, Vice President Harris today will deliver remarks at an event celebrating the NCAA championship teams from this past season. Harris will hit the campaign trail on Tuesday, traveling to the battleground state of Wisconsin for an event in Milwaukee. She's expected to travel to Indianapolis on Wednesday. Since the president announced he was dropping out of the race and endorsing Vice President Harris, her campaign raised nearly $50 million in smaller grassroots donations. Karen Travers, ABC News. The White House.
Among those who have been mentioned as possible running mates, Governors Roy Cooper, Josh Shapiro, and Andy Beshear from North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, respectively. The Democratic National Convention begins a month from today in Chicago. This is ABC News. The FAA is now investigating after a recent incident involving a Southwest Airlines flight dropping to just over 150 feet over the water while approaching Tampa. It should have been at 1,200 feet. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshev.
This just the latest scare in the sky, putting Southwest under the microscope. The FAA launching a probe after a Southwest flight plunged to roughly 525 feet last month over Oklahoma, passing just over a high school about 9 miles from the airport before making it to the runway. And that incident just days after ABC News learned of another Southwest plane from Hawaii coming within just 400 feet of crashing into the ocean back in April.
Hunter Biden's just dropped a lawsuit against Fox News, accusing it of illegally publishing explicit images of him. The images included in a document that aired on Fox's streaming service in 2022. Fox describes the lawsuit as politically motivated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan says President Biden made the right call for the country.
This was a decision by the president that was putting country over his personal ambition, something you don't see often in politics and certainly not in Washington politics.
On Friday, the 2nd District Republican joined three other House Democrats in an open letter to Biden asking him to step aside. That was one of many such calls in recent weeks. The search for three-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers is now 5 months old. He went missing back in February, but there haven't been any new leads in months. Searchers say they have not given up looking for the boy. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is being held in Manitowoc County Jail on neglect charges. And the Department of Natural Resources has joined in the search for a man who went missing in the Bay of Green Bay over the last weekend. It's now been more than a week since Billy Selnack's boat capsized on the way from Green Island to Oconto. The bodies of his two children were found last Monday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. A small shot of some showers or storms are possible this afternoon and roll into the evening as well as tomorrow too. None are expected to be severe, but some could be strong. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Tommy slips something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. Thank you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Monday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have a new monthly feature on the last week, full week of the month, and that is with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We feature one of our dairy farm families here in western Wisconsin. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting this feature. And it's all about to learn a little bit about our dairy farm family, friends and neighbors, and some of the things they do on the farm. And they do a lot more than you might believe than just milking cows. And I'm with Don Weiss from Weiss Family Farms, just outside of Durand. And Don, thanks for joining us. Well, first, the first interview that I always like to do for these is let's learn a little bit about the history of the farm. How long has the farm been here?
The farm's been in here since 1881 when my great-great-grandfather came over and bought this original 80 acres. And in time, he bought another 80 acres, and it just progresses as time goes. And I'm the fifth generation. My boys, Noah and Nathan, are sixth generation, and we actually have Nathan's oldest boy that feeds calves. So we have the seventh generation on farm. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's awesome. So 1884? 1881. Wow, isn't that like right around the time Charles Ingalls was leaving, saying too many people were here in Pepin County? Remember that's a little house on the prairie. So did he just do crops? A lot. But before dairy became king, wheat was kind of king in Wisconsin.
As far as I know, it was crops and four cows. It was about, and I think it was back then it was diversification. They had chickens, they had pigs. I think they were just trying to feed their family is what it was about. But they still had to make money to pay the mortgage, if there was a mortgage to be paid at that time. I don't know. Again, I don't, there's stories that roll around. I actually have the deed when my grandfather bought it from my great-great-grandfather. It kind of skipped a generation because my great-grandfather actually bought his own farm at some point along the line there. But, it's kind of neat when you look at that deed. The deed talks about, four cows to purchase this thing, 200 pounds of pork every year, two dozen eggs every week, 30 bushels of oats, and, so many cords of wood. That's how he bought this farm, and it was for the rest of my great-great-grandfather's life. That's how my grandfather paid for this. And it's kind of neat. There was more to it, but I don't think there was any money exchange whatsoever. Yeah.
Wow. So as a kid, what was, obviously things kind of changed as time went on, but what was it like for you as a kid here?
Well, it's probably no different than now. You had to work. I tell the story that, my dad said, you get up in the morning, you don't feel good, I'm tired. Maybe when I was in my prime age or years or whatever, maybe drank too much or whatever. But and, dad, you say, Dad, I don't feel good. And Dad says, I don't care. Go out and do your chores. If you don't feel better by the time you're done with doing chores, you can stay in the house, but get out there and do your chores. But it was a lot smaller then, and it was, was it simple? I don't know, maybe it was tougher almost. I don't know, it was different. I never thought about that question, but yeah, it was a good life, I tell the kids, that, going to Eau Claire was non-existent. Going to Durand, probably not. And I'd ask my mom and dad when they were going someplace, I said, where are you guys going? See a man about a horse. Basically saying, none of your business.
I like that, see a man about a horse. So now when did you take over the farm?
Brother and I basically started taking over there over the farm in probably the early 80s, and probably Dad totally backed away in 85. So, that's when Dan and I just started running with it, bought some more land, and and just kept going. And it's, you know, I had to do a history thing here for ABS here a few years ago, and it's like, well, wow, how did we get here? It's kind of weird. If you don't, it just happens, you know. And you know, my wife always says, you know, she said, I married a man that I was hoping we'd only milk 30 cows. I said, well, honey, that isn't going to happen in this world nowadays. I said, and you know, did I plan on milking this many cows? No, but it just happened. It just kept progressing, and we've. You know, I think the boys will say it too, that we do cows well, and that's what we concentrate on.
Talking with Don Weiss with Weiss Family Farms this morning. Don, one of the big things as well, your two sons are now on the farm. So now instead of it being one family or you and your brother, we're adding three more families on. And like you say, milking 30 cows to support four families. I don't know how that's going to work. So is that also part of the reason why the farm started to get a little bit bigger?
Yeah, well, and you know, when the boys started, and I should back up a little bit, because when the boys came onto the scene or graduated college and stuff like that, I ended up buying my brother out. So that was 14 years ago. Yeah, 2010. Had to buy him out because... We're going in different directions, and I think now it was a good thing. But you know, it's, I don't know, we farming or dairy farming for us has been a good life. I mean, it's, we seem to make enough money. We don't get rich. I mean, we don't take extravagant wages, but we have enough. I mean, it's been good. I mean, it's been a really good life. As the farm gets bigger, it makes it easier, and it makes it easier to hire people to, so that we all can get away. Like today, Nathan is, wife's family goes up north every right around this time of year, and it allows that he can go do that, and we all do it, and you need to. I mean, I think back. You know, the money is important, but just time away is important. I think when Dan and I were farming, a day off was, you got your cows milked on Sunday morning, and you went to church, you maybe went and got groceries, maybe went out to eat, and you're back by night chores. That was our day off. It's, thank God it's gotten better because, but you know, if I had to do it over, I think we'd still probably do what we did.
Plus, now you have grandchildren here on the farm, and that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's tremendous. We have four grandchildren in Madison, and from our daughters, and those, we got two little boys there that are, well, I just shouldn't say this. I got two little boys and two little girls, but the oldest girl is a little over one, and every time they come, we have to do skid steer rides. We have to do loader rides. And usually the boys are a little bit older, so they're willing to get out and let somebody else ride. The little girl, the last time, she wasn't real happy about that.
Well, and all she has to do is go, Grandpa, I want to go on another ride, and you just fold like a cheap suit. Let's admit it.
Well, exactly. You have to. I mean, they melt your heart. They meld your heart. Can't get any better than that.
We're talking with Don Weiss this morning, and we're going to continue our conversation with Don here later on in the week, because not only really, Don says they milk cows, and that's what they do really well, but this, in some respects, is also a research farm. There's all kinds of different other research projects going on to not only protect the soil and the water, but even potentially help the cows as well. And we're going to talk about some of those here coming up later on this week. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They are our sponsor of our monthly spotlights on our dairy farm families here in Western Wisconsin on WRDN.
Hidden in neon honky tonks to play a two-step. Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. What country star do you know that have opened up for the Rolling Stones? None, zero, zilch, until Lainey Wilson. She did. About a month ago. And then came back and did a song with Mick. Come on now, it doesn't matter where you come from, what genre of music, see? See, that's what I'm talking about. Music is music. Morgan Wallen coming up, and Alan Jackson as well.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-low conditions versus API SP test limits.
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices. All for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PREP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PREP to 42424. That's PREP to 42424.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. Said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. 5 years later, there's a plumber working on the water heater. Dogs barking, phones ringing, one kid's crying. two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. Taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck, heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free, but when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow, I'm living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and sing. That neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, I'm living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on.
proud of where I came from. Stay on the dance, son. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. But anyways, I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know. Still proud of where I came from. Still on the dance, son. Can you believe I'm on the radio? Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from. Still on the dance, son. The bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you. I thought you should know. Thought you should know. I thought you should know. Thought you should know. Thought you should know.
Chat with you and Morgan, of course. Thought you should know, Mom. Your prayers didn't go to waste, right? I love that video when they hug it out at the end, right? All right, get ready for Blake Shelton, Old Red. Speaking of, that's the name of his bar, his new one in Vegas. You'll find it on the Strip, all right? It'll be a nice place to cool down. And also Tim McGraw and Roseanne Cash coming up next. Chat with you. Thank you for kicking off your week with us.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 2 to 20 even, September up 10 to 2068, October up 8 to 2081, November milk also up 8 at 2024. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today after the cattle on feed report was viewed as relatively neutral, and box beef prices are still showing some strength, but the markets are off their highs from early on today. Hog markets continue to move mostly higher. Expectations of higher cash, higher demand, and higher pork cutout values helping to support the market. August live cattle up 55 cents to 183.65. August feeder cattle up 65 cents to 256.25. August hogs up 37 cents to 91.95. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly higher. Again, that cattle on feed report being somewhat neutral, actually somewhat helping the markets. China cut their central bank's interest rates, and that's also giving the markets a boost as well, along with some of the global weather concerns that has led to increasing demand for U.S. commodities as they are competitively priced on the international market. December corn up 7 3/4 to 412.5. New crop beans up 30.5 to 1066.5. September wheat up 4.5 to 547.25 with markets. I'm Brian Winnekins. It's Christmas in July during the Dunn County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all of the fair food and, of course, all the fair rides. Plus, there'll be all of the 4-H and FFA farm animal exhibits. And hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Speedway Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock. And the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull at 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Save this week at the Cottage during Crazy Days. All this week, save 45% on all wall decor and take 35% off all spring and summer clothes. Don't miss the Crazy Days sidewalk sale Thursday with additional markdowns on all items. Find some great summer items during the annual Crazy Days sale all this week at the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. A small shot of some showers or storms are possible this afternoon and roll into the evening as well as tomorrow too. None are expected to be severe, but some could be strong. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south.
kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just one more kiss she'll have to miss this night with you. Now you're guilty of this secret love, as I am too. You're getting used to telling lies, feeling sorry when she cries. Now that the strings are attached, she'll catch on. We've done our part. Oh, and this is the way we make a broken heart. Lesson number one, we've just begun to hurt her soul. And with lesson two, she'll long for you when lights are low. And we get to lesson three, when she gets down on her knees, begs you to stop at the door just before she comes apart. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart. Now we've laid a trail of tears for her to follow, and we've thought of every line that she might swallow. And with lesson four, there'll to bear. And on some dark night we'll dim the lights of this affair. And then she'll find somebody new, and he'll likely hurt her too. 'Cause there must be millions just like you and me, practiced in the art.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Shimmy shaking right into them cutoffs, baby, oh yeah. You're getting off work, cashing out that paycheck. Gotta change that shirt and pick that girl up on her front step. Here she comes now, looking so fine. You've been waiting on this night for such a long, long time.
be one of those nights. Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And then she slides in and she gives you the green light. You hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be. You hold her close and you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights.
Country, 1430 AM, 1073 FM. All right, fair season still underway at the Dunn County Fair, okay? And we are video streaming the Junior Beef, Dairy, and Swine shows along with the livestock auction Friday night on our video streaming pages and our website at realcountry1430.com. Have fun out there and stay safe.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Take fishing.
tell her goodbye. But now he's wrapped around her finger. She's the center of his whole world. And his heart belongs to that sweet little beautiful, wonderful, perfect all-American. And when they got married and decided to have one of their own, she said, be honest, tell me what you want. And he said, honey, you wanna know. Sweet little beautiful, one just like you.
The windows roll down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I troubles are behind. Well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't go. Big engine whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town, and I can feel the wind blowing.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she
caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
I think I feel